Hello!
Hi!
We're on...
What is this? I don't even...
Harry, all you've got to do is say hello.
No, sup?
Hello, this is a podcast by three people from our block of Jenkins now.
In Stilt Hall, in Huddersfield. In England, if we ever get really famous. On Earth!
I don't know why I feel we're like kind of qualified to do this. We've done a radio show before. As if you need like a qualification to say, hello, welcome to some sound. We have three topics. We're doing about the letter A, so we've got three topics going with letter A.
We're hoping that it'll go far enough that we'll get all the way to Z, and then that's probably the place at which we'll run out of our ideas.
And then we'll stop being famous, and then we'll come back for the difficult second alphabet and fail.
We're going to go for the Greek one.
Numbers.
What begins with alpha?
Well, the first one, should we go with animals?
We're going to go with animals. Recently the question has been arisen in a kind of farmyard fighting scenario of how many pigs would it take to kill a cow?
See, I reckon, right, it wouldn't take... No, because I still maintain that pigs will never be able to kill a cow. Ever.
Because they will.
No, because pigs are shit.
Really vicious.
Yeah, they're vicious, but what with? All they can do is ram it to death.
They'd have to
erode the cow to death.
You know, like the pig cannon. And just throw it enough times at the cow that it would break and just turns into gelatin.
But pigs don't have teeth.
Yes, they do.
Well, not like proper bitey shit ones.
Yeah, but neither do people don't have corpses. Massive teeth.
Yeah, but we have knives and forks.
Like, the pig could have... No. Yeah.
We could attach...
You don't have like a
them.
Wild boar.
Attach
a no, without human intervention, otherwise you can attach a flamethrower to the cow.
How many pigs would it take to turn this into a beef burger?
Cow isn't threatening. A cow is milk wrapped in beef, wrapped in leather.
It's because pigs are shit. They're so unaggressive that...
Well, wild boars are evil. And
yeah, that's a boar.
Well, are we using cow and pig or boar and bull? Boar
right,
and bull sound.
All right,
sounds
we use
more,
boar and bull.
We could use the most aggressive form of the animals.
For me, cows have always just been like a great big meat pinata. So.
A pig will never be able to kill anything.
Yeah, well, it's got the under.
How?
Would, because it's more cows aren't nimble.
I agree with like what you're saying. I kind of like
picking it underneath the cow into it's
no,
its,
well like undermining
its luscious
like,
underbelly.
Warfare.
Well, but, it's not like an army of pigs trying to get a fort of cows.
But
they don't have to construct some giant wooden
that'd
pig.
Be good money to see that.
No, see, I think rabbits. Like you said before, rabbits would be able to do that easy because rabbits could burrow under the cow and then just like eat it from like. The hooves downwards.
Yeah, but so could... If you had one pig at the back and one pig at the front...
Bunnies
got
in.
Enough rabbits, and it was an enclosed arena, you could drown the cow with rabbits.
You're not allowed to drown the cow with pigs. Like in some kind of Saw 3 scenario, where you grind up the pigs.
No. Bunnies are notorious biters. Pigs aren't. No
wild
one's
balls are.
Monty
no
Python
one...
has shown me anything. Rabbits are
you're not allowed fictional rabbits.
No one's ever said, oh, God... I hope a massive pig don't come.
What about
kill
those
me?
Giant
yeah,
rabbits?
Well,
that, like,
evil.
Bred for Korea. Because those are like the size of small pigs.
Giant what? Rabbits?
Yeah.
That's insane.
I've never seen it. Google it.
Fine.
To Google.
Fine.
Google break. We're going to have a jingle for the Google break.
We're Googling stuff now.
Yeah. Fucking look at this dude.
Jesus Christ.
Holy mother.
That's
balls.
Well, you can't see this, but it's what I can only describe as. Apps are fucking huge.
Thing is, it looks quite a lot like the man holding it.
If you just type in...
It looks like he's fallen asleep.
If you type in giant rabbits on Google... And
oh my God,
look
there's
for
a pets
the,
at home thing. There's a link.
Just look for the first image on the left and there's a guy holding up a giant bunny rabbit who kind of actually looks like the bunny rabbit.
Advice care for your giant rabbit. They tend to be more laid back and less excitable. Yeah, there you go. They wouldn't be a threat.
They're giant rabbits.
Well,
I mean normal rabbits.
Boars are really, really vicious.
They're not.
Yes, they are.
Not towards
got,
cows.
Yeah, they are. The boars, the tusks are in the perfect place to, like,
it's like
pierce.
They've got forks attached to them almost.
Yeah, no, you can attack the underbelly. The underbelly of the cow.
Well, but then, right, if they attack the underbelly of the cow, they're going to rip open the udder and drown in milk.
They can't. That would never, ever happen.
It would almost certainly happen under the realms of science.
No, you need to, like, you can't just... It's not like you'd, if you stab a woman in the boob, you just don't get a milk flow out of it. It's but not like a big sack full of milk. It's a glass. Yeah.
But if a woman cuts off half her nipple, is it semi-skimmed milk? Boob choke.
No.
A cat.
Wild boars are famously vicious.
Fine, I'll give you that a wild
boar. Definitely. One boar couldn't kill one cow, obviously.
Well, no,
I reckon three working, not as a kind of team, not as an organised unit, a little poor bastard. Working together, they could get the job done, as the Bob the Builder theme song.
I just don't really like animals. This is why I have such a lack of knowledge. You know, all animals are, they're either food, getting commentated on by David Attenborough, or in weird porn films.
What? I wouldn't have jumped straight from food to animal porn.
No, because that's all the thought now. Like,
that is definitely a lie. You can ride on horses,
why when you have a car?
Because people need to make Lord of the Rings sequels.
It's like, oh, that annoys me as well, right? When you get them adverts on TV that says, sponsor this donkey for £2 a month. He's not doing a run.
A guy, like, came up to me in the street, it was today, actually. No, it wasn't. It was yesterday. I tell a lie. Fucking asking me to sponsor some fucking, I don't know, exotic animal or something. He's like, I'm blatantly a student. The last thing I am going to do is give my money away when they're perfectly good pints to be bought.
I like how it was as vague as just some exotic animal.
Some exotic animal, like birds.
If a guy came up to me and said, do you want to give money to an animal? If you're not going to be more specific, you get nothing out of me.
Pandas, tigers, honey badgers, that kind of thing.
Honey badgers?
Yeah, honey badgers.
I've never heard of
that. I saw that camel spider thing.
Oh, camel spider?
What's that?
Right, the camel spider's the most ridiculous.
Google break!
It's the most ridiculously horrific thing. It's like something that could bore through your anus and then just eat you from the inside out.
It's this actual spider.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that looks horrific. That looks like a Pokemon. Pretty high level one.
That's the third evolved form of Caterpie. Fourth evolved.
Also,
sorry.
That's actually useful.
That's if you
train
it.
That's the one. That's the picture where it looks like that thing in the Matrix.
It looks like an alien little baby.
No, it looks like a thing in the Matrix that they shove in the belly button. Just massive.
Oh my god, that man's clearly an idiot.
There's a man who's got a giant spider on his face.
Oh,
I don't
care. It's too big. Balls aren't poisonous, but they're dangerous, aren't they?
What was the other animal question? Oh. The
rabbits to kill a pig.
No. What's the biggest animal you reckon you could kill with your bare hands?
Oh yeah. Well,
sperm whale.
You're not allowed.
No, right?
Because
no.
In a sea, if you fought a sperm whale, it wouldn't come to you. You'd have to go to it.
Right? No. Right. I've sorted this out. Right. Because I reckon I could kill a sperm whale. Right. I get some scuba diving equipment on. I dive to
the
bottom.
You said bare hands. You're not allowed equipment.
Yeah. No. It's still my bare hands.
Yeah,
right?
But you're not allowed equipment because the animal's not allowed.
Well, fine then.
Otherwise, he's allowed a harpoon gun.
Fine then.
As if a sperm whale knows how to use it.
Fine then, I'll hold my nose, dive
you
in.
You cannot hold your nose.
Right, just let me do my.
Pearl diver Dino.
Right, say hypothetically, I can dive to the depth of where a sperm whale chills out and shit, right? I just put my finger in its blowhole, right? And just leave it there till it blows up. And I have killed a sperm whale with my bare hands.
Idea that once the kind of dust settles, there'll just be you in, with your finger in like a ring of flesh and bits of sperm whale floating around. That's not... The sperm whale uses that to breathe, and if you think
hold
your breath longer than a sperm whale...
Well, no, because I've got my fist down its... Down its blowhole.
Before you're not allowed to just go for. You're not allowed to fist a sperm whale.
I'm going to realise in the context.
Going back to animal porn. Originally, you're only fingering. You got horribly carried away.
I'm going
to
fingering animals.
I'm going to realise in the context of the situation, one finger's not enough. So I'll shove a fist in.
What if your fist's not enough?
Well, then I'll shove my.
What? I said, about to say cop. You could not kill a sperm whale by blowhole humping it to death.
Well, no, I'm not saying... Well, maybe I'd just shove, like, 2 feet in it.
What is the diameter of a sperm whale blowhole?
Google break!
I have googled it and nothing's coming up.
Because I reckon I've won, because no one else can prove me wrong.
I've proved you wrong millions of times.
Well,
you could not hold your breath long enough to kill a sperm whale. You would have to go to it.
He couldn't hold his breath long enough to kill me.
Well, yes, he could.
Not.
Millions of... That is childish.
Sperm whales can't hold their breath long enough to kill you.
Yeah, no. What if a sperm whale just shoved his fin down your throat?
Because he can't shove his fin down my throat.
You can't shove your
I'm ambidextrous.
You can't dive to the depths of a sperm whale. This is impossible.
Right, fine. I can kill it. I reckon a small bear cub.
A bear cub?
Small bear
cub. Yeah, I suppose. Before it's been trained in bear combat.
Right. With my bear, bear hands.
Hey, go on.
I reckon I could kill a bear cub, but then a massive effort would mean that its mum would easily take vengeance on me.
Well, it is one-on-one. It's not like a tag team thing.
Well,
and if a bear cub is allowed a bear mum as its thing, then you're
allowed a bear mum.
As its kind of backup support, you're allowed Sylvester Stallone with an AK-47 as your backup.
Oh, so I'm allowed backups now, but
no,
I wasn't allowed scuba diving equipment. I'm allowed to ring in a fictional Hollywood star, but
Sylvester Stallone is fictional.
Grab a snorkel. Can't do that.
No, because...
Hello, is that Chuck Norris? Yeah. Right. Sperm whale, if you don't mind.
I firmly believe that I could have a giraffe because I am more nimble than a giraffe and its tiny legs look easily breakable.
They're pretty big in real life. You know this, right?
Yeah, but...
They are massive.
I know they're massive, but they're tall massive, not, like, hench massive.
Yeah,
I didn't sound like a bit of an elephant.
They've got, like, horns on their head they used to batter other giraffes to death.
It would never reach me. It's going to take it, like, a year to get from all the way up where it is for it to get its head down to it. If it gets its head down here, I'll get it the world's furthest away. I'll be able to attack it headlock from a range. If I get it headlock, its body will be startling around, like, a mile behind me. I'll just punch it in its little giraffe eyes.
I'll
pull its horns off. I'll grab onto the horns and ride it.
Yeah, but you can't ride it to death.
I'll stay on there until it runs out of air, Dean.
Until I come along and smack a sperm whale in its face.
There you go. Giraffe or sperm whale?
Oh.
Well, I suppose...
But, hang on, we've got to put it in a context, so either a sperm whale can breathe on land or a giraffe can breathe underwater. Which one are we...
Well, a sperm whale can breathe on land due to the fact it's got lungs.
Yeah, but
we've got to even this fight up.
You're not allowed to just give it legs, so I suppose it would have to be if a giraffe.
All right,
shallow
swim.
Water.
Yeah, in Doncaster swimming pool. Is there a Doncaster swimming pool?
Is there? Of course there is.
I don't know.
We've discovered water.
Rubbing a blue thing.
When I just stood around the water, just like. What's that going to do?
Well, you could drink it. You didn't... My first instinct when I discover something
you're
is
going
to swim
kill
in it.
A sperm whale by drinking all the water in the straw.
Just one man, one straw. Sipping a sea away.
What, before
this
a sperm whale can get you?
Battle of epic proportions.
No, it's not. It's
right.
A battle of Dean is definitely going to lose.
No.
And me riding on my giraffe will come along and win.
You won't, right? Because
you've got to kill your giraffe.
No, because I'm going to train my whale to jump, and I will body
training it when you're trying to kill it.
No,
this has turned into a tag team fight between Rob's giraffe and Dean's sperm whale.
We have a
it's
common
like
enemy.
A Pokemon
now.
Battle.
Yeah. We have a common enemy in Rob and his giraffe.
Yeah. Giraffe.
Giraffe.
the Brian Butterfield animal encyclopedia. Giraffe.
Right.
At the Chinese today, there was a...
I get AIDS.
you can't just take a disease. That's ridiculous.
Harry used AIDS. It's super effective.
That's like me saying, oh, well, I'll have a meteorite then. If we're bringing in the big guns.
Meteorite isn't alive.
Yeah, that's
technically not. Viruses.
Yeah, you'd die then as well.
Well, I don't care. I'll have won.
No, you won't.
I will have won. It's like when you use an electrode and use explosion. He dies, but
only because
won.
You've got other Pokemon. Actually, if that's your last Pokemon against their last Pokemon, you'll lose. I know this. This happened to me. This happened to me in the Elite Four when I was 10. I cried. Lol. Fag.
I'm going to train my sperm whale to self-destruct then.
You're going to teach it fly.
No, I'm just going to teach it to self-destruct.
Yeah, fine. I'll teach my giraffe dig underground. You'll use self-destruct, and I'll come up completely unharmed.
I would love to see a giraffe dig underground. Fantastic.
Its head would reach the core of the earth and die before.
Why do you imagine a giraffe would dig head first? It's not going to chew its way through the ground.
It's the only way it can do it.
It's got legs.
It can't brush.
It's not just going to brush it away. But I'm going to give it shovels.
You can train it to use a shovel.
This has turned into enhancement for animals.
This is just us saying, yeah, you know what, MILF nature? The animal kingdom's a bit shit, right? We should give them spades and shovels and... Actually, that's been our one modification, hasn't it? Giving them knives and forks and shovels.
Yeah.
So essentially, people.
Yeah.
My species.
I can just imagine Westwood there with a giant bear with, like... Freddy Krueger claws looking at him and he's just shitting himself. That would put MTV's ratings right back up there.
That is a massive giraffe, yeah? And what we've done is we've pimped it out in leopard stripes, so it's like indiscriminate and shit in the jungle.
I thought leopards had spots, but what do I know?
Well,
also, stripes in the jungle. Yeah, spots in the jungle wouldn't be very good.
It's a giraffe!
Out.
It's spots about 20 foot
anyone
tall!
Anyone who knows anything about fashion knows that spots and stripes don't go together, do you?
Oh, there's a knock at the door. Sarah's just come into the room and she's dressed... Well, now she's just bent down in front of me.
Cleavage power!
We're talking about animals, Sarah. Would you like to wade into the bait? Well, we were talking about animals.
Yeah. I don't like them.
Sarah, what's the biggest animal you reckon you could kill with your bare hands?
A fish.
A fish? Yeah. You can do better than a fish.
You couldn't even catch a fish. They're too fast.
What happens if it's
but when you take it out of water...
How are you going to get it out of water?
Well, by using a sieve.
With your bare hands.
What?
I'm going to sieve it to death.
That's what I forgot. You know, fishing rods and thousands of years of net evolution. I forgot that we could
use a sieve. Fucking sieve.
See, that's how I should have killed my whale. Sieved it out of the ocean.
Just pick it up in a big sieve, wait for the water to drain out, and it'll just flop around until it eventually goes through the sieve in tiny little pieces.
Hello,
Abby.
Hi,
what's the biggest animal you could beat up with your bare hands?
An elephant, obviously.
Balls.
How? Yeah.
Dead butter. And well hard, isn't it?
There is nothing wrong with that one.
Is that another new concept?
Oh, yes. Dean thinks he can fist a sperm whale to death.
Yeah, but when it swim?
Because I'd be swimming with it,
But wouldn't it be overpowering you?
What?
Do that.
Well, no, because
you're the one who said you're going to headbutt an elephant.
Yeah, but that's realistic. what are you laughing at, Dean?
That's
to be
realistic.
Perfectly honest with you, it's realistically correct.
I like that Harry's now googling pressure at 1,000 meters underwater.
I would survive.
You would bleed from your arse
right.
at that depth.
Meters depth, you would have approximately 98 atmospheres of pressure on you.
So what's 98 atmospheres? What?
One big dead Dean.
Would he be bleeding out of his bumhole?
What if I breathed in?
He would be bleeding.
Would you be bleeding out of all your orifices?
Yes. You'd be bleeding out of not orifices.
Well,
you'd be bleeding out of his skin.
Well,
yeah, you'd be
I reckon
out, Dean.
The whale would die before I bled out.
His back of his eyeballs would be the front of them. That's how inside out.
That's what would happen.
Hell no, don't tell
you'd have
this.
Bits
and
your of
heart
brain.
Would be going boom on the outside.
Yeah, and my heart would be beating the shit out of the sperm whale at the same time. It'd be like bang, bang, bang.
There you go, Harry.
The sperm whale's like,
see,
stop it.
Your theory, you're more likely to die. I'm not more likely to die.
You headbutted an elephant.
Yeah, that's really
like headbutting
an elephant.
206 metres is the farthest free dive underwater.
Well, that's because
so
I've never free dove underwater. What's the future chance for dived? Went.
No, it's like, if... What's plural for moose?
Moose.
No, it's meese.
Isn't
if goose
not?
Is geese, moose has to be meese.
No, it's moose.
The best way of this is when I was trying to explain to one of my mates, and he said, so what? And I said, what am I supposed to say if there's like three of them stood behind you. How am I supposed to warn you? And he said, you're supposed to go, Andy, look, there's a moose behind you. And a flank of it, or two of its brethren. Like, by the time I have said that, you'll be moose food.
Moose aren't dangerous, are they?
Yeah, they've got bloody tusks. They've got to eat your ass.
Antlers. Bollocks it is. What about mongoose? Is that mongoose?
Yeah. Mongs.
Oh. Mongooses, mongoose.
See, now you're wrong again. You're not very good at this.
Technically, by a global warming, I sprayed myself with deodorant once and killed a polar bear.
Yeah, good point.
Bastard.
About the swim of sharks, dolphins are just faggot sharks.
Yeah, I could probably kick a koala pretty far.
I'm dead.
Pretty far. That's not killing it. That's
a relatively compact and ball-shaped anyway.
Yeah.
Or like a possum, one of those retail ones, with massive fucking eyes.
How far could you kick a possum? Could you score a 30-yard screamer without a goalkeeper?
No, I reckon
possum
I could get
on the ground.
5 yards, maybe.
Am I able to flick it up?
No, one touch, possum one goal.
From 30 yards.
Yeah. From the edge of the box.
I could get in from there.
Right, with a goalkeeper, penalty shot, bad goalkeeper. Kind of
But what you gotta think is like the kind of possum's thing. Spinal curve around your foot, kind of stuff. It's not like kicking a ball.
Oh, yeah. There'll be a horrible crunching noise that might put the keeper off.
What?
Run away from the crunching possum!
Yeah, kick a porcupine at him. That'll go in. No keeper in the right mind is gonna stop a porcupine. Yeah, we'll just do a bit of a summing up
good
later.
Good show,
on,
guys!
Goodbye!
Well done, old chap!
So what we've learned today is that you can sieve a whale and don't let anyone tell you that you can't.
We've also learned that Rob can ride a giraffe to extinction.
And the Dean is a superhero who is waterproof up to 1,000 feet and can fist a whale to death.
And for further confirmation of any of this, you know how to use the rewind, fast forward and all those other buttons. Use them. Goodbye.
Bye. This has been a production of Rob and Dean Sonic Bastards.
Featuring other guests such as
Harry Dudson.
Say hello, Harry.
Happy Blades.
I kind of forgot.
And Sarah Lowe.
All those people helped make this pilot podcast. You'll probably point out it's a pilot and some of the bad editing together and stuff is a result of really bad conditions in.
Leave comments and stuff on Facebook or MySpace for the next one. And
tell us if it's shit or not. Or if it's good.
Tell us if it's good.
Yeah.
Tell us twice if it's good.
Yeah, just tell us once if it's bad. We don't. Yeah. I don't want that.
We can take a hint.
Fuck off.
Bye.
Goodbye.
I think you've overlooked the cow's ability to move.
Well, Harry, I think you've overlooked the cow's ability to... Move. I don't understand movement.